I want to thank God for all the travelers safely returned back. I thank God, give Him the glory for Claudia and Lynn. I praise God. Y'all give them a hand if y'all will. I tell you, I've prayed so many times, one for another, that we need to be reminded to be thankful for each other, to lift each other up in prayer. I'm thankful for the morning. I tell you, I'm thankful for those songs. Thank you, brother. God bless you. I just pray that God's speed be with you on your travels and whatever journey you guys lined up. You know, there's so many things in life. World famous, no. I'm not, brother. I'm just not. I hate to bust your boat. But no. But I am a child of the King. You know? I don't understand that fully. I believe it through faith and the promises that are in God's Word. You know, I want to take just a minute, selfishly, to just give y'all, again, we'll give God the glory, but I want to thank Common Ground Cowboy Church. I want to thank y'all for first opening your arms and taking in Wesley Shelley way back then before I ever come over this direction and even visited. I thank y'all for your love. For your love that you've shown to so many in so many different directions. Y'all agree with me? Y'all see that. That's only through and from Almighty God. He ever dawned on you? That's the only way that we can love with that unconditional love. Realizing that every one of us may stumble and fall, may mess up, we may do whatever, but the love of Almighty God through Jesus Christ is still right there, wanting to take us by the hand and lift us up. I want to ask Sharon to, little old Sharon, if there's any young men here, that's living proof right there. You can find a good woman and marry her if she's kind of on the rebound from somewhere. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think. I know it's not my looks. I know it's not my intelligence. I know it wasn't my money. By God's divine hand. I want to ask, if you will, indulge us. Sharon, if you'll read that verse, please.
This is 1 Corinthians 13:13. It says, and now abide faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love.
You know, there was a love shown that Sharon wants to tell y'all about. Again, I believe in a big part from this group of people right here. And I've been praying for the opportunity to share that with y'all. Sharon, if you will.
I'm going to try to do this. First of all, he is the mouth, not me. It's very, very hard for me to get up here and speak in front of a lot of people. But I do want to tell each and every one here that and how much love you all sent out, food, and most of all prayers. And I know that he is living proof that this church is full of love. And I thank each and every one of you for that. Amen.
Yeah. You know why she said that? I've been praying about it. I just laid that on her this morning. Because I knew I was balling. I'm a baller. I tell you, I thank God for you. There's one thing before we do this. If y'all will, indulge me. Let's go to a word of prayer, please. Great God, thank you again. Sincerely, you know our spirit. for this group of people. I thank you again for the love that shared, the reaching out a helping hand, a pat on the back, a word of encouragement that these people showed, and it's because of you, Holy Spirit, abide in us. I just pray that you bless over these verses. I know that your word is true. It says it is. And I pray that you bless over this time that these good people could receive a word of encouragement, not from me, but directly from your word. These things, Lord Jesus, I pray in your name. Amen. You know, Romans 3 and verse 10. With all my heart, I believe that there's none righteous, no, not one. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, with all my heart, I believe that the wages of sin is death. I believe that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, verse 23. Verse 26 says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, with every ounce of my being, I am the last person on earth that would be qualified to stand up here in front of y'all this morning, in my opinion. But through God, through Him reaching out, through His only Son, through His love, a bunch of us have experienced. All of us in here can tell a story. All of us in here can reach a point in our life where we choose where we want to truly put our faith. You know, for a long time, there's one thing, you know, I've heard all my life about, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk. Okay? Sometimes I'm convinced that the only way we can do that is to reach a place to where, like Ben Lynn was talking earlier, he was cutting up with me, by the way. You know, it's okay, I got big shoulders, I got a big belly too, but we won't talk about that. But there's so many different things we go through in life. All of us go through a little something different. And it's my belief that's the reason so many places in God's Word, it tells us to love each other, to support each other, to hate the sin, but love the sinner. Y'all know the saying, to hate the sin, but love the sinner. Not to condone evil or not to condone sin, but also at the same time to continue to love and lift each other up. Lift each other up in prayer. It says continually praying one for another. With all my heart, I believe these old verses that I believe we need to be reminded of. I know I do. Sharon, if you will, read those three.
This is John 3:16 through 18. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
You know, I was real thankful we're going into VBS this week. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to take time to thank y'all ahead of time for taking your time to fix the food and the goodies and the lessons and all of your efforts toward these little kids. Praise God. As a young boy, I was taught John 3:16. Stevie, come here. And then eventually, I don't know, I have no idea. I might have been 14. But it seemed like I was about 4 or 5. When the preacher said, come up here, Stevie, I want you to repeat this verse. I want you to say, tell these people what you memorized. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But then I got that tall and that big round. Now I'm in India. All these verses we need to be reminded of. We need to be reminded of verses like that 17. He didn't send his son into the world to condemn us. He sent his son into the world out of love to reach out for us. So many times the devil wants us to think that, well, I'm going to have to give my life up in order to accept Christ as my Savior. He didn't come to take life, he came to give life. He came to make it so that we can have fun in church. I always wanted to listen. Have y'all ever listened to a real dynamic speaker? It just keeps rattling as you see. I always wanted to be one of them. I'm afraid. Never has happened, but in God's hands, all things are possible, right? But I tell you, there's so many times that we need to reach a point in our life where we choose. You know, the last verse said, for all who have believed, they have eternal life. But anyone that has rejected the gift of Jesus Christ, you know, we always, every time I lift that cross there, I think about one of my heroes. Robert's dad, Mr. Willis, as I recall, I know in several churches, he had made those crosses, you know, with his own hands and had donated in several churches. I can't recall if this is one or not, but I believe it was. The bottom line is, what Jesus done on that cross, it's not the cross. It's what was done on that cross. It's what was done when he looked ahead in time and said, Father, forgive old Steve Jones. He don't know what he's doing. Yeah. He used your name too. Any of y'all that have believed. Yeah. He used your name. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. You know, there's so many things that I personally, we get so wrapped up and so busy, you know, in life that I, worse than any of y'all, have a tendency of forgetting my roots. And my roots are purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Bought and paid for. You know, for all of us that have believed that what I was just talking about, sharing read, according to the word, we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ through his blood. According to his word. What does he expect from us? You ever think about that? What does he expect? What's reasonable? What does he expect from us in return? You know, so many times I get to thinking about, and y'all have to forgive me for Podunkville, that's just where I come from, using some kind of analogy about a horse or something. You know, we feed a horse, and some of y'all, I always wanted to be a hand. Y'all know what? A real hand, a real cowboy. Never ever made it. I'm not there. I always wanted to be a real horseman. Wrong. Not there either. But I do know one thing. When we have them little horses, we're feeding them, taking care of them, shoeing them, working the whole 9 yards. And it comes time that we need them. to go help pen some cattle or to go to a competition. It's reasonable for us to expect them to step up to the plate and be a partner with us to produce. Well, for all of us that have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that's been washed with the blood of the Lamb, that followed Him in scriptural baptism, that I believe, baptism I believe in, raised to walk a new life. We've been buried with Christ, raised to walk a new life. That's my belief. What is our reasonable service? We expect our little animals to serve us. When it comes time, we love them. We'll do anything for them. What's our reasonable service to God? Sharon, would you read that? What?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
What is our reasonable service according to God's word? Living sacrifice for everyone on earth. To wake up every morning, as the Bible tells us, take our cross up daily and follow Him. That's our reasonable service. To let Him guide our paths. To let Him open doors to use us. To let Him bring us in contact. Do you ever pray that He would bring us in contact with someone maybe during a daily basis that might be down a little bit or something that might could use a handshake or a pat on the back? We ever pray to Him that we could come in contact with someone that maybe never has heard of Jesus Christ and we could share our Lord and Savior with them? Using words as a last resort. Through our actions, we can share that. Oh, I pray that I can remember that. Reasonable service. It said not to be conformed with the ways of the world, but be transformed. What does it mean? What does it mean? They can look on our lives. The lost world can look on our lives and say, there's something different about that old boy or that old gal. There's something different about this and there's something different about that. Y'all know the only way that that can happen is if we'll totally commit to our Lord Jesus Christ, to our God through Him. That's the only way that'll happen. I pray that that would be my prayer every day. You know, there's four more verses here I want to share to read in Colossians 3, 1 through 4. For the ones that have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior.
If then you will raise with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory.
You know what I mean? That may not be instruction to y'all, and you know, we know that I'm just talking, but that is exact instruction to me. If I have believed, I'm dead to myself. Somebody said, what's our reasonable service? To be committed to Him. He promises in His Word, He'll open the doors and guide our path. Y'all remember in His Word where it says, my yoke is, a few weeks ago, someone brought this out here in their sermon, And I was back there saying, praise you, Lord. Somebody brought out that when we really commit to Him, He says His yoke's easy and His burden's light. It's us that get it. It's me. I'll leave that up to y'all to add us or not. I don't have the right. But I know it's me that so many times I get to thinking, here, Lord, let me help you that I'm afraid you're having trouble. Y'all ever been there? Don't show your hands. Don't show your hands. You know, I tell you, I'm thankful for God's holy word. I'm thankful for those verses that we've learned over the years, that our elders taught us, our mamas and daddies, friends, family, whoever. You know, all of the, you know, study to show yourself approved in God, or whatever, need not be ashamed, rightly divided word of truth. I'm thankful for those that we've hidden in our heart. The Bible tells us to hide it. That's how we renew our spirit. Get in that word, hide it in our heart. That's how come that I might not sin against thee with the word hidden in our heart. In closing, I'm going to get Sharon to read John 15, verse 11 through 14. I can keep from remembering right then. In closing, I was a little kid. Mama had me in church. Preacher said, son, how did you like that sermon? I said, I really liked that one part. And he said, what part was that? I said, part when you said in closing. I said, got my high door up. John 15, verse 11 through 14, Mom.
These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you.
You know, there's so many promises. He loved us. He loved us enough that even when he could call, I ain't going to start bawling. Even when he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world, he didn't. Even when he was trying, Father, if it could be any other way, please remove this cup from him. He carried on. Well, with him living in us, with us deciding for ourselves whether or not we want to commit our life to him, when we decide that there had to be a few changes, I'm sorry to say it, some stuff that we do that the world, I'm not bad-mouthing nobody, but that the world looks at as commonplace, no problem. You know, some of those things, they're going to have to see a change in us. With Christ living in us, there will be a change. To some people, they're going to say, boy, I never thought you'd be one of them goody t-shirts with your nose stuck up in the air all the time. We love them. We'll keep loving them. We don't have to say shame on you. Hey, don't ever notice that? Does shame on you work? Yeah. Have y'all ever seen it work? I remember back in one time, somebody said shame on you to me. Guess what I told them? Well, shame on you right now, Tatch. But the blood of Jesus Christ works. The Holy Spirit works. Someone going down the wrong road, God's love, lifting each other up in prayer, works. We can judge each other to kingdom come. We don't have to look very hard to find faults. But praise God, through his son, he washed those away and made us white as snow. God bless y'all if y'all are about with me. Great God, thank you for the morning. And I thank you so much for the love of this group of people. And I just know that through humans' eyes, we haven't even seen the very least of what you have in store for Common Ground Cowboy Church. And I pray that through every endeavor, you'll receive all the honor and glory. Through every song sung, through every Bible lesson, every sermon, every reaching out a helping hand, whatever, that Common Ground Cowboy Church, you will be the one always to receive honor and glory. And I thank you for having instilled that in this wonderful group of people. I pray that you just forgive me for falling short of your loving kindness. And I pray that we as a group would realize that we're committed to you, that we want you to guide our paths. And maybe through these verses, we can be renewed in a way to realize you're the one, Father God, that's in control. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And I pray your blessings on these people. In your precious name, amen. Thank you.